Marion News. I'm Jason Walker. It is win number two for a former commander-in-chief.
Donald Trump easily winning the primary, the Granite State.
You know, we won New Hampshire three times now, three. We win it every time. We win the primary, we win the generals, we've won it, and it's a very, very special place to me. It's very important.
Rival Nikki Haley says she has no plans of dropping out of the race despite two losses in a row.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
Including in Haley's own home state of South Carolina on February 24th, Haley had recently intensified her criticism of the former president.
That is correspondent Bob Agnew. Also at srnnews.com, the Biden administration's bombing of Houthi missile sites and command facilities in Yemen is coming under attack. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis telling the Salem Radio Network, the current response to those attacks doesn't make sense economically.
It's costing us a bundle. You know, we're using weapon systems against primitive rockets and drones that are costing us many, many millions of dollars.
Colonel McGinnis on what the U.S. needs to do.
Without creating a new war in Afghanistan, I would argue that you put a stake in the ground on two island groups in the middle of the Red Sea.
As aftershocks continued to rock western China Wednesday, more than 12,000 people staying in tents and other shelters, lighting bonfires to stay warm. Tuesday, 7.1 quake in a remote part of China killed three people, five hurt, while many others are still missing. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church in America sending a letter to President Biden.
The denomination wants Mr. Biden and his administration to stop pushing the transgender agenda, including sex change operations for children. A PCA spokesman tells the Christian Post, quote, "It is more important than ever to protect children from the harms that come from rejecting biological sex. God created humanity, male and female. Persons who try to change their biological sex are attempting the impossible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua has released and expelled a group of Catholic priests in the latest example of that country's campaign against the church. Trouble began in 2018 when President Daniel Ortega brutally repressed public protest and churches tried to offer refuge. When popular Catholic leaders criticized the violence, the regime then attacked the church. This is SRN News. He was certainly one of a kind. Charles Osgood, who anchored CBS Sunday Morning for more than 20 years, has died at the age of 91. Here's correspondent Shelley Adler with more on the story.
CBS Sunday Morning probably is his masterpiece.
Robert Thompson, a professor of pop culture at Syracuse University, who says Charles Osgood's style was different than your typical newscaster.
It was this much more avuncular, conversational, over the fence in the backyard kind of feel. And I think that was appealing to a lot of people.
CBS reported that Osgood died Tuesday at his home in New Jersey. The cause of death, according to his family, was dementia. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details at srnnews.com.